After their summit in June, U.S. President Donald Trump said he expected Kim Jong-un to immediately begin giving up his nuclear weapons.
When he lands, which is going to be shortly, I think that he will start that process right away.
5 months later, Kim not only has failed to start that process in earnest, there's mounting evidence he continues to build more weapons. On Monday, the Center for Strategic and International Studies said it identified at least 13 undeclared North Korean missile operating bases, including this one near the demilitarized zone.
North Korea has placed a great deal of time, money, and resources into its ballistic missile force, which is called the Strategic Force. It believes that this is probably the greatest deterrent to prevent a future invasion by South Korea or the United States.
Since the Trump-Kim summit, there has been no nuclear breakthrough, though there have been scattered successes. North Korea did follow through on a promise to dismantle key parts of a missile test site, and relations between North and South Korea have improved steadily. But for many analysts, it's no big surprise the North has not given up its ballistic missiles.
Much of this we already know. We certainly already knew that the North Koreans were intent on continuing their missile production program, and that there was no actual commitment between the United States and North Korea to end it.
Despite the lack of progress, President Trump remains publicly optimistic.
We're very happy how it's going with North Korea. We think it's going fine. We're in no rush.
Trump has said he would like a second summit with Kim, but that plan was complicated last week when a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean leader was called off at the last minute with no reason given. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.